The South Downs, an area stretching from Eastbourne to Winchester, was, in the last few years, declared as a national park. So what was the process that took this area of beautiful countryside and gave it the status of a national park? Jacquetta Fuster is the director of the South Downs Society.
It's taken quite a long time. I suppose if you went back in history, you'd say that the process started way back in the 1800s when people started to say, we love this area and it needs protection. There've been loads of public movements over the years. And I suppose what really got the most recent process going was in 1999 when the Labour government announced at their party conference that they were going to make the South Downs into a national park. And over the last 10 years, there have been public consultations, a very long public inquiry, and now we have a national park for the South Downs at long last.
And being national park, what does that mean?
Basically, what it means is that the most precious landscapes in the UK are given this special status, national park status. And that means that they are protected. They have better planning protection, for example, and they have better funding as well, so that there's more money available for environmental projects, for wildlife, for habitats, and also for public education.
And does it also mean that, I don't know, you can't build in anything new in that area, or is it not really protected like that?
It does give some protection, definitely. The South Downs are very lucky in that they've been areas of outstanding natural beauty for 40 years. So that has brought about special protection for it as well. So the National Park adds a little bit to that. But it certainly doesn't rule out any kind of development. But it does mean that there's an authority now that its purpose is to protect and enhance the beautiful area. So they're not going to say no to any kind of development, but they will look at every proposal and say, well, is that going to detract from this beautiful area? And if so, we'll say no, or we'll come up with ideas to make that development fit into the landscape and be more environmentally sensitive than it would have been outside the national park.
And now that it has national park status, is that it forever? Or in fact, could that be reversed in some way?
That's a very good question. We've had national parks in the UK since the 1950s, and not a single one of those has been revoked. I suppose technically it's possible, but it's very, very unlikely, and none of the political parties are talking about any kind of revocation of national park status anywhere in the UK.
And in terms of the people who actually live within the park, you said there was this massive, it was, you know, a very large consultation. Was there anybody who had reason to think that a national park status would be a bad thing for the area?
There were some detractors, very few actually. I was reading just today about the public consultation that happened in about 2000-2001 about the whole idea of designating the South Downs as a national park. And there was a massive, massive response. And 72% of the responses were very much in favour and only 5% were against. There were a small number of individuals and organisations that were opposed. In particular, some farmers were concerned that there might be restrictions on their freedom to farm in the way that they saw fit. So there was some nervousness there. And some of the local authorities that were going to lose some of their controls that they had, those were going to be taken over by the national park. They were concerned about it as well, to some extent.
And now that it exists, how do people feel?
Well, it's been a very long process. I think it's been the longest national park gestation ever. And in a way, that's been really good, because although it's been frustrating for those of us who've been passionate about getting this protection for the South Downs, it has meant there's been an awful lot of discussion and consultation, listening. And I think those people who were worried about national park status have all accepted it is here, and there are definitely benefits to everybody from it. And really, we've got to work together now to make sure that anybody who had concerns will find out that actually they weren't that well founded, and that we can work together and make it all work really well.
For anybody else thinking about campaigning for an area that they live in that would be a national park, a top tip?
Well, I think the most important thing is to build up a body of support, to highlight the problems. So, for example, in the South Downs, what really kicked off the campaign in the last 10-15 years was when some farmers ploughed out some of the really rare chalk grassland. One of them was a site of special scientific interest, and there was a national outcry about that. And locally, you can just imagine how strongly people felt about it. So it's harnessing those kinds of energies and passions and bringing those people on board and organising events, talking to the decision makers, bringing people with you. So it's communication, really, I think. Yeah.
That's Jacquetta Fuster, director of the South Down Society.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.